Rocky Mountain Business Forum presents Biz Insights, brief and engaging stories about business owners that inform and inspire.
Karen Brown of Divine Potential is a dynamic and inspiring professional and business owner. During my time with her, I discovered her passionate pursuit of pushing past limiting beliefs.
In 1982, I happened to catch the coverage of the first Ironman World Championships in Kona, Hawaii, and I saw Julie Moss competing in this grueling, crazy, exhausting race. And what I saw actually became burned into my brain because it was traumatic. She collapsed every few feet toward the end of the race because she was so exhausted. And I just remember thinking, oh my gosh, what is this? First of all, what is this race? And what is causing her to be so compelled to keep going? Especially when only feet from the finish line, she was beaten. She was overtaken by her competitor, Kathleen McCartney, for the win. And I watched her see Kathleen pass her, go through the finish line, and instead of giving up, she summoned all of her remaining strength, pushed herself back up to her feet, and sort of half crawled, lunged across the finish line. That image was burned into my brain for 28 years.
Every year for 28 years, Karen watched the Ironman competitions on television, imagining what it must feel like to accomplish such a feat, but believing that she did not possess the natural abilities and physical endurance to even attempt it. Her way toward becoming a successful competitor herself came through her quest for personal professional development.
I actually took a class where I learned how to conquer limiting beliefs. The name of the class is actually called BOLD, Business Objectives Life by Design. I was able to expand my comfort zone bigger than I had ever expanded it before, to do things that I had never been able to do before. And it was in the context of business, and it also translated to this dream of Ironman. I actually reconnected to that dream and those previous thoughts I had and the limiting beliefs, and then worked through the limiting beliefs, just smashing them, realizing that I was the only person that was holding myself back from pursuing that dream. And once I uncovered that, which was in August of 2010, I thought, you know what? I am done holding myself back from this. I feel like I know that I have what it takes for me to do this. And I'm not going to let anything stand in my way any longer. And so with that, in September, I decided to pursue that dream. And to be completely transparent, I didn't have one clue how I was going to actually do it. So I just started verbalizing it to people that I was coming in contact with. That very first week after I'd made the decision, I went to a barbecue and I was introduced to a group of people I had never met. And they said, hey, what's new and exciting? I said, I'm pursuing the Ironman World Championships in Kona, Hawaii. And the person I was talking with said, oh, my cousin did that. He hired a coach who was instrumental in training him to get there. I bet that's what you're going to do, right? And I just sort of looked at him like, yeah, that's a great idea. I think I will do that. Within 2 weeks, I ended up interviewing and hiring my coach. I had purchased my first tri bike, and I had started training in earnest, all within 2 weeks of actually just making that decision and verbalizing it.
Karen Brown found a path toward success in both her personal and professional endeavors by abandoning limiting beliefs and making steps towards her goals in positive, affirming ways. Learn more about Karen Brown at our strategic partners pages at RockyMountainBusinessForum.com.
Thank you for listening to Rocky Mountain Business Forum Biz Insights. Please visit our sponsor at BlairFinancialPlanning.com. Also sponsored by Simply Design, your SEO and website solution at SimplyDesignInc.com. MileagePooks.com, driving taxes lower since 1991.